Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government. Not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is with us. Drew Allen with us now. Drew, welcome back. Rush to Reason. How are you today, sir?
I'm great, John. Any day is a good day to be with you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us very much. And Drew's a Texas-bred, California-based conservative that... How'd you end up in Texas? I asked you that the last time you were on.
Yeah, it's the wife. You know, the wife kind of dictates things. But you know, we'll see how much. I don't know how much longer we'll be out in California. You know, we might have to go and turn some other states more red.
Yeah, there you go. Good idea. That's exactly what we need to do. As you know, we had a big, upheaval in Boulder last week. A tragedy is probably the better way to say it. In my hometown, by the way, it's where I actually grew up. In fact, that particular store I watched get built and ran around that part of town for many, many years. And while it's tragic, Drew, and it is, and there's even been some things in our local newspapers here this last weekend where the father of the officer that died in that particular shooting has come out and said, wait a minute, time out. As an avid gun owner and shooter, he would not be appreciative of everybody now taking what happened and running to the next gun control bill or that mantra that's out there, and yet that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, that's right. So it's the latest attempt by the Marxist left to create a problem that actually doesn't exist, which is law-abiding citizen gun crime and this myth they keep promoting. We've got to put a full stop to this, and there can't be any entertaining this idea of common sense gun control, because we know that what the end goal is. Once you open the floodgates and offer them anything, you're done.
Right. I will talk about this a little bit later again, because it's a hot topic right now. But and I know this isn't the exact comparison, but in a way it kind of is. Here in Colorado, Drew, avalanches have killed 12 people. So I guess I'll ask the question, should we ban avalanches, which of course we can't, it's a natural occurrence, but should we ban folks from skiing so that those aren't caused in the first place? And in a lot of cases, no one would die then? I mean, is that the answer? I mean, that's really what we're trying to do when it comes to gun control.
That's the exact same logic. But I do think it's important that people recognize now, I spent the weekend rereading Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, just to, get a refresher course on what these Marxist journalists are up to. And it's all laid out right there. You know, they create an issue, and then they present themselves as the savior. But these quote-unquote journalists are arsonists, okay? They're just they're setting fire to things, and then they're pointing to us or some other random, group. It's not random, it's actually white people now.
Right.
But they're pointing to them, and then they're saying, oh, we're here, here's the solution, and it's us. So vote for us. And it's just classic. It's Marxism, Leninism. You know, there is no socialism anymore. These people are unhinged.
Yes, yes. Yes. No, by the way, everything I say on a daily basis, you are 100% accurate. It is no longer even, mild socialism. This is an all-out front on American values from communists, and I believe that's what these individuals are. They can say they're not, but the reality is their policies and what they're trying to get changed prove they are, Drew.
That's exactly right, and it's amazing. These journalists and these Democrats are community organizers, okay? They're agitators. That's what they do. All of this stuff, the reason the quote-unquote, 21-year-old white male who killed the 8 people, 2 of them being white, the reason that's so attractive to them is because they can tie multiple issues to it. So you've got anti-Asian, you've got women, you've got the white male. So they try to build a broad mass to inflame and agitate and ignite. So that has multiple courses, right? Xenophobia, this and that. None of it's true, of course, but that's their dream because Americans, even those who are kind of on their side for a lot of these issues, have short attention spans. We all move on. So by getting multiple issues into it, it prolongs their effort and keeps it fresh so that they can continue to march and divide.
And, of course, you know, Vice President Harris, you know, who, by the way, supports abortion, and yet, you know, accuses, you know, Congress of not moving quickly enough after Sandy Hook and, you know, talking about kids losing their life and so on. I mean, to me, that's just talking out of both sides of your mouth, literally, Drew. Yet she's got the audacity to talk about gun control the way she does.
That's exactly right. And our problem that we always have is that we are bound by morality, okay?
Right.
Our morality is not fluid. It is perpetual. Theirs can change on a whim. Whatever is going to, you know, the ends justifies the means.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they do. So one day, you know, they're opposed to abortion, which the Democrats used to be for the most part. But then when they found they could get that and put a divide between people and get that as a voter block, they'd switch, you know, switch their value system and said, oh, no, these aren't even babies, you know. But the same people would, object to, like, using animals for clinical trials.
Yeah, and to your point, and by the way, I agree. They did change with every little shift of sand there is. I mean, it's whatever they can do with whatever the narrative is at the moment that they feel like best fits their agenda and how to move it forward. That's exactly what they will do. One of the things, though, that she said, which I really, again, being an avid gun owner like I am, you know, there's no reason. This is her quote. There's no reason why we have assault weapons on the street of a civil society. Well, number one, we don't have a civil society. Number two, the Second Amendment was never written for me and you to protect ourselves from each other. It was written to protect ourselves from the likes of her and a tyrannical government, which I think those on the left continually forget. They keep wanting to talk about the Second Amendment in the way of, you know, hunting and sportsmen and things like that. And yet, Drew, that's the farthest thing that the founding fathers ever thought of when they wrote that.
Look, the spark that ignited the American Revolution, the straw that broke the camel's back, was them coming for our guns, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That, two of the founding fathers, they were trying to arrest, all right? And that is what did it. We wrote, I mean, that is why the Second Amendment exists. You know, these people, I mean, they're ignorant about history, and it even, you know, the most intelligent of them just bastardize it, okay? But the Second Amendment exists to keep ourselves protected from an unruly, tyrannical government. That's why it exists. It's not for hunting. It's not for these other purposes. And we have to just be staunch on that point because we're right. They're wrong.
Yeah. No. I mean, and we are right. And the other thing that just drives me nuts, and I'm going to talk more about this in our last hour today, Drew. Because it nothing grinds on me more than to hear the left talk about quote unquote assault weapons. The reality is, any item, including a vehicle, a rock, I can go down the list, can be used as an assault weapon. What they're trying to do is define a scary-looking black gun that literally doesn't function a whole lot different than a lot of other sister guns that it has. And I want to be careful when I say that because I don't want them going after all of those as well. It's bad enough they're going after, you know, the AR-15s and the like. But the reality, Drew, is, and you know this as well as I, there's lots of guns that fit into that same description. It just happens to be that, you know, I think even for some would-be criminals, the AR-15 looks very scary. So when they walk in the door, they're immediately scaring and terrifying the people they walk in the door with. And frankly, Drew, it's because we haven't educated people well enough on what an AR-15 even is.
Exactly. It stands for Armalite as a, appetizer. But, that's what they do, you know. What is even an assault weapon, you know? Isn't a knife an assault weapon? That's the thing, you know. They take the language and destroy it so we can't even communicate about issues in a coherent way. It's like we're speaking two different languages, and that's the problem. It's strategic, you know. It's why they pass these bills.
It is.
You know, oh, the free people, government loves you bill, you know,
right,
which means
right,
we're going to enslave you and we hate you, you know. So you can count on it being the exact opposite of whatever they say.
No, and what you just said is exactly right. They will capitalize, and you're right in reading what you read over the weekend, the Rules for Radicals, because essentially it's a way of, if you would, brainwashing, which we've seen a lot of through all of this COVID crisis. It's the brainwashing of the American populace to believe something that's not true in the first place. But if they say it enough and loud enough over and over again, that's what the masses start to believe.
Right, and that's out of Nazi Germany, you know. Tell a big lie and keep repeating it. You know, that's the thing. These people are totalitarians through and through. Everything they've done, everything that we've witnessed over the past year and beyond, you know, you can look at Nazi Germany. I don't care what people say about the comparison. It's absolutely accurate.
It is exactly the right comparison, Drew. That you're 100% correct. It is the exact same comparison.
And people better wake up, because we are witnessing, you know, what other countries experienced just before their fall.
That's right.
And it's textbook, and we can get into it for 6 hours, of course.
Well, we can, but, you know, but Drew, what I want to add, and I think, you know, you would agree with me on this, and I've said this before, I'll keep saying it. The only thing right now that is separating us from the other countries that have gone through all of this pre-communism training, I guess I would call it, because that's exactly where we're at as a country. We are conditioned now for communism like we've never been. And the reality, Drew, the only thing keeping us from tipping over the top of that is the Second Amendment. That's it. That's the only thing keeping us from that right now, I believe.
You're 100% right. I don't think it's even disputable at this point. That's why they're pushing this so hard. They're pushing everything. They feel like they have the chance of a lifetime now, and they've got the foot on the pedal, and they know exactly what you said, that they can't do it while we're an armed populace.
Nope, they cannot.
That's why they're pushing this issue. As soon as those guns go away, and they never will, by the way, the only thing that's going to happen is a horrible, horrible tragedy that we do not want to take place in this country.
No, we do not.
And I'm not, this is not me, you know, endorsing.
No, me neither. But it's the truth, Drew. I've said it before on my program as well. In what you're talking about, it's the truth. If they continue to push that, it will go in a direction that it shouldn't.
Exactly.
That's what I'm not going to advocate. You know, I'm not even going to say the words, because I don't want to, because I don't want it to get to that. But I'm fearful, Drew, that if they continue to push down this road, and which is exactly what they're doing, if they continue to push in that direction, that's exactly what's going to happen. And the other thing that I don't think any of them realize, and I don't know why they don't realize this, you'd think they'd have enough brains to see this, they don't even know the number of guns and ammunition that law-abiding citizens have in this country. You know, they estimated it somewhere around 300 to 350 million, but the reality, Drew, is they have no clue how many are out there.
No, they have no idea. And they're the ones playing with fire that are creating a volatile, dangerous situation. And that's what I'm so scared about, you know. We're the peace-loving, peace, you know, law-abiding citizens. But Lincoln warned about this before, 20 years before the Civil War. He said, you know, as the government and citizen alike continue to disregard the Constitution, the law of the land, even the most peace-loving Americans who love what we experience through this great country are going to become detached from their government, feeling that no one is looking out for them or protecting their rights. And that's exactly what happened. So we don't have to use the word in current times. We can just talk about it in the 1840s.
That's right. And again, folks, you all know where I stand on this. I am a huge, huge, huge supporter of the Second Amendment. In fact, the Second Amendment is what keeps everything else in check, including the First Amendment. And if we lose the Second Amendment, Drew, you know, we're done. I mean, we're already, to your point a moment ago, done. And I talked about this last week. You look at the 10 key points of communism, and the reality is we're there. The only thing keeping us from that tipping point is the Second Amendment. So, folks, we got to hang on to this as best we can. And if you're on the other side and don't see this, you're as big a part of the problem as those that are in charge are, Drew.
That's right. And remember, they're the ones that don't have the law on their side.
That's right.
They don't have a right to do what they're doing with any of this. Constitution protects us. It doesn't limit our rights. It limits them.
That's right.
And this Second Amendment stuff, full stop. They're violating the Constitution.
Drew, how do folks find you and more of what you've got going on, sir?
Yeah, they can keep up with what I'm up to at drewallen.substack.com. I post all my articles that are published elsewhere there.
Drew, I appreciate it. It's a joy having you. Love to have you back again. It's always a great conversation.
Always, John. You have a great day.
You too, man. Take care. Really appreciate it. And, you know, he's exactly right, folks. I'll talk more about this in the last hour. I don't have any guests other than Kurt Rogers at the top of the hour. I really want to get into this and even get a lot of you guys' feelings on this. But the reality is, the only thing keeping us from that tipping point and really going over the edge, because this current administration is going to push it to the ultimate extreme, and the only thing keeping that in check right now is the Second Amendment. Extreme Auto Repair is up next, folks. They want to take care of you, your vehicle, everything surrounding it. Don't forget, they've got a full towing center as well. So no matter what you need, they're there for you. And they got a great deal right now on Cooper tires as well. Not only at cost, but a great rebate as well. Go to klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, all that conversation I had a moment ago with Drew when it comes to guns, Second Amendment, and your right to own, keep, and bear a firearm is at Franktown Firearms. Exercise that amendment today, 720-770-7777. And I also will say this, if you're new to that and you've never owned a gun before, or you've owned one but never been properly trained on how to use one, get that done as well. They've got a great, I should say not a, many great courses when it comes to how to shoot a firearm and be well trained. Contact them today, klzradio.com, 720-770-7777.
At Franktown Firearms, you can always get better. It's a very conservative notion that no matter how good you are right now, life is all about improving yourself. That's exactly how the team at Franktown Firearms is looking at training, which is why they offer a greater diversity of platforms than most shooting ranges, including static, moving and shooting, and target acquisition engagement, so you can always get better. It's a great feeling to see your skills improving, and at Franktown Firearms, you have literally unlimited potential. Sign up for one-on-one instruction on the range or register for a group class catered to your level of ability. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms, confidence through practice.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Before my son Richard comes on, real quick, we talk about gun control, the Second Amendment, and all those things, which I'll get into again in the third hour. And I know all of you listening would understand this. There's a lot of you on the left, though, that may not. We have all that going on, and we've got an administration currently focused on that and that alone, and yet we have Lil Nas X, the rapper, with Nike's Satan shoes containing one drop of human blood that sell out in less than a minute. On the side of the shoe is a 6/666 along with the whatever the star they, you know, the demonic star, what's it called? Pentagram. Sorry, Charlie, thank you. Pentagram that's actually on the little tassel that's on the laces, and then along the side of the shoe is also Luke 10:18, which says, he replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So we have this problem of mass shootings, which I would even debate what a problem it is, because it's not as bad as the news media would make it sound, although any of them is, you know, one's too many. I'll say it that way. One's too many. Although I don't think we have the plethora of them like the news media will tell you. But anyways, one's too many. So we have one, like we did in Boulder last week, and it is tragic. And yes, our hearts, thoughts, prayers go out to all those affected. We have an administration now that is, including here in the great state of Colorado, folks that are now zeroing in on gun control. Yet I haven't heard a peep out of the White House or Jen Psaki when it comes to Lil Nas X's the rapper and the Nike Satan shoes. Again, folks, containing a drop of human blood. Now, I get it. It's a marketing ploy on his part, and he's trying to probably be like, you know, AC/DC and Ozzy Osbourne were of, you know, past days, whatever. In my opinion, pretty tasteless in a time that we're in right now, given what's just gone on. By the way, these aren't your average, you know, $39.99 tennis shoe either. These sold for $1,018 is what I should say. I don't know where that number's coming from. Probably some meaning to the 1,018 as well, I would guess. I don't know exactly if I'm right, but my gut feeling is the 1018 has some sort of other underlying meaning, and I don't know what that is. I'll have to look it up. There's only 666, get it? 666 pairs of the limited edition shoes that were released today. Each pair, by the way, is individually numbered because you got to be sick and twisted to own them in the first place. So now you've got to have them numbered on your behalf. By the way, if you're somebody that bought a pair of these, you're a sicko. Yeah, I just said that publicly. You're sick and twisted just like the guy that's making these is. And for Nike to put their stamp on these, if they did, I don't know all the background to that. Maybe Richard can clue us in on that since he's more in line with this than I am. But you got to be sick and twisted to even go down this path. I'm sorry, you do. We wonder what's wrong with the country. We want to blame it on guns and we have this crap going on. Yeah, that's what I call it, crap. Do you understand where I'm going with this, folks? Especially those of you on the left. If there's any of you listening that are all for gun control but find this okay, you're a part of the problem. You're as sick and twisted as the guy making these shoes is. Literally. The Church of Satan, by the way, replied to the announcement saying, hook us up with a pair. Guys, I got nothing else. We have what we have happened last week. We want to blame it on guns and we want more gun control, yet we'll glorify this garbage. And we have a White House that won't say anything about this at all. None. You won't hear Jen Psaki mention this. Won't come up. Guaranteed. Guaranteed this will not come up in any of their press conferences. Mark my words on that. All right, Purified Chevrolet is coming up next. Remember, you can shop online. By the way, Fort Lupton, again, not that far up the road. Shop online. Go by. Check out what they've got in store for you. 303-659-8311 or purifoychevrolet.com.
The team at Purifoy Chevrolet will never hold you captive or try to force you to buy a new or used vehicle. In a recent Jalopnik article, a consumer protection attorney shared stories of the ridiculous high-pressure tactics used by some auto dealers. In one extreme example, a customer was reportedly prevented from leaving by having her vehicle blocked. In another, more common situation, customers had their car keys hidden from them to keep them from leaving until they agreed to purchase a vehicle. These customers had to call the police before the dealerships would let them drive away. The team at Purifoy Chevrolet sets themselves apart simply by treating their customers with respect. They still follow the standard of customer service set by Rolly's father back in 1960. Ask about their zero-interest financing and vehicles delivered straight to your door. Purifoy Chevrolet in Fort Lupton, only a 20 to 30-minute drive from anywhere in Denver. Find them now at klzradio.com/Chevy. Find new roads.
Folks, get your free roof inspection. Yes, I mean free because Dave Hart from RoofMax will do that. He'll come by, check out your roof, tell you exactly what's needed. And no, it's not a sales pitch. He genuinely wants to help make sure that you're where you need to be with your roof. He's been in the roofing industry for a very, very, very long time. In fact, owned a roofing company until he saw RoofMax and saw the product it is and what it will do for people and the money it will save them. And I can go down the list. Dave can explain it better than I, but that's why he's doing roof rejuvenation versus replacements, because he knows you can get a lot longer life out of your current roof. Ask him how. 303-710-6916. It's RoofMax. Call Dave today. And again, tell him you heard him on Rush to Reason.
RoofMax in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with RoofMax could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, RoofMax could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt will join us here in about a half an hour, give us our Monday mortgage update, minute update, I should say. In the meantime, anything you need from Kurt, whether you're looking to, you know, maybe add a rental property, make an investment, take some of that equity you've got, do something else with it, do a refi, or just save money, Kurt can help you in all of those areas. 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard Rush joining us now. Richard, I just got done talking about, I'm sure as you heard, the Nike shoe from Little Nas X, which I have no words. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, it was a family member, my brother-in-law, sent it to me on, I think it was Friday or Saturday, I think he sent it.
Yeah, that's when I saw it.
You know, the group message, and it was like, man, you know, this is, and you know, you look at it and it's real. Well, so come to find out, it is real. So he's doing it in collaboration with this company. I think they are MHSC, so MH Shoe Company. They actually, last year or 2 years ago, did a Jesus shoe. Mm. That supposedly had holy water or something in it. So they're a company famous for doing it,
okay.
Or infamous, I should say. The key is, yeah, it's not. It is on a Nike shoe, Dad, but it's not funded or supported by Nike. They
okay.
are
Good.
Basically what they're doing is they're buying these Air Force One, these Air Jordan Nikes, and essentially kind of creating. And a lot of shoe creators, that's kind of becoming a new. Honestly, a new vocation in that, and that people are, artists and things like that will actually buy retail, shoes, different designs of shoes or whatever it is, and then apply their design to it, and then kind of put their own flair on it. And so, in this case, obviously, I'm sure Nike, got quite a bit of negative publicity about it. So I'm sure they had.
I'm sure.
Their attorneys are going to have it. It'll be interesting to see what happens because, in theory, if you they may actually stop the sale of the shoe, Dad, but I don't know if they're going to be able to stop them from purchasing and actually, marketing the shoe, because in theory, why can't you just buy a Nike shoe and do with it as you please, right? It's your shoe once it's yours, right?
Unless you're using their name in the marketing.
Correct, which I don't think they are, and if you actually look at some of their marketing, I don't really think they're using Nike's name. They're not saying in collaboration with Nike or anything of that sort. So that'll be interesting there. But yes, you did hit the nail on the head. It is people wonder what's wrong with society, why we have people dying from whatever it might be. Whether it be from gun violence, knife violence, fist fights, people drunk driving,
right.
And things like this. And you go back and this is being glorified by certain, segments of society. Some comments on social media, this is so cool, sign me up for three pairs, all these different things. And it's like, man, this is just, again, I think that it's kind of a cliche answer, right? America doesn't need a gun check, we need a heart check.
Right.
But, you see this type of stuff, Dad, and it really rings true, right? And resonates, doesn't it?
Right.
This is. We do need a heart check.
Yes.
We need that great awakening.
Yes.
As America.
We do.
And we need to value, we need to value life. And I know we didn't actually get a chance, you and I, last week, because when we were talking last week, it was just coming out, some of this about the shooting up there in Boulder.
Right.
But, again, I think it goes back to, the valuing of life. And actually,
right.
My wife, Laura, and I were talking this weekend about. And I'm not going to go on a, we're not going to go on a few rabbit trails here, but something to think about. You know, we have, through video games and other means, right, we have okayed violence.
Right.
Right? At a very young age for our youth. And I'll be honest, folks, I played video games. I was able to play some of these shoot 'em up video games, although they've become even more realistic today.
You're pretty mild back in that day.
For example, you know, Grand Theft Auto, right?
Right.
That's not even a super bad game anymore. But when I was growing up, that was a game where you and I, obviously, I couldn't play it.
Right.
I got mad at you at times. And I was like, Dad, why can't I play this game? And obviously now, being a parent, I understand why. And that's an example. And for, you know, folks, you can do research. We're not going to spend time here on video games and talking about it. But I think it's worth noting that, you know, you have games like that, that come out and glorify the shooting of police and glorify some of the other things they do. And if you get people that can't separate, you know, fiction from reality, well, then it all blends into one.
Right.
You know, and so I don't know.
And some do struggle with that. And, you know, I like you. I'm not going to blame every mass shooting on video games. I don't think that's fair. Although I think that shows a cultural shift that we have going on in the country. And by the way, there's been books written that would disagree with me that would say that is a lot of the problem we have, that a lot of it can be attributed back to some of these violent video games we have. I won't go that far because I think every situation needs to be looked at individually, and we'll find more out even about this particular situation as time goes by. But I do think, to your point, we have, and I say it all the time here, I've been saying it now for the 6 years I've been here, we have devalued life, and it shows.
Correct. And that's more of what I'm getting at, and it's through the means that we have, you know, some of the TV shows that are out there and movies and things like that. And again, folks, this is not to say that we, you know, people can't enjoy, you know, more graphic things, right? Because you can. It's been shown through society. You can. Dad, you grew up with guns even more prevalent in society than they are today. Not necessarily from numbers, but just in the sense of access and where you saw guns, right? In the
places. Oh, it was not uncommon in my day to go to school and have two or three or five or you could count how many students would have a shotgun or a rifle or a .22 or whatever in a gun rack. We used to actually have those. They'd go in the back of a pickup window. I know that sounds a little redneckish, but back in my day, it wasn't uncommon to have a gun rack in the back of a pickup truck, and you'd go to a school and have several of them sitting there. It wasn't a big deal at all to see that.
Well, exactly. And so people say, well, you know, we need to get the gun, you know, remove the guns and these sorts of things. And again, I don't think that's
I'm the opposite. I'm one to say that if we had what we had when I was a kid, and somebody walking in knew that somebody could run out to his pickup truck, walk back in, and take care of business, you'd have less of these going on. I'm one that says we need more of them, not less of them.
Well, exactly, Dad, because in Boulder police, or, you know, they've put out statements and stuff about Officer Talley, and that he, when he arrived and he led this, you know, task force and unfortunately was killed, you know, then at that point the shooter didn't kill anyone else. Well, again, and as much as I love the police and we need to support the blue line, you know, I think that they would even advocate at times, and sometimes it hurts other people, but in a lot of cases, again, if you've got people that are carrying in that supermarket or in other types of, you know, cases, you don't necessarily have those instances, right? Let's for example, and, you know, knock on wood here, Dad, we were talking about this weekend as a family. When was the last sporting event, you know, Broncos, Avalanche, that sort of game, where there was this happening? And the answer is it wasn't. Some people can say, well, yeah, it's because you go through a metal detector on the way. And what I would say is, well, but leading up to it, there's plenty of people parking, you know, in the parking lot, that sort of thing. Why aren't there more? Well, you know why? Because there's police patrolling.
Right.
Right? So there's guns involved. And so, again, people, you know, let's be honest. The people who perform these heinous acts are cowards, Dad.
Yes.
And they don't want to be confronted.
Yep.
And they may be vacuumed or whatever, but they don't want to be confronted. And so I would say, you know, again, and this Officer Talley is a hero, and it's very unfortunate that happens. But I think that, like, you do have to look at it in some of this and say, we've gone wrong a lot of different ways as America, and you've got the left trying to continue for us to go wrong in all of these different ways, right? You know, they want to remove guns, and they want to glorify violence and video games. And I think that at the end of the day, it still comes back to parenting.
Right.
And it comes back because, again, I was able to play these games. You know, I played Halo. I played Call of Duty. I played Red Dead Redemption. You know, these games where there were guns involved, and you shot people and that sort of thing.
But I also had a time limit, right?
Right.
And I wasn't able to do this for, you know, hours on end. And, you know, I had to go out and play. And, you know, I did play sports and some of these other things. And so, I think that, you know, back to our original point of you know, this Lil Nas X and that sort of thing. What's unfortunate for this guy, and I don't know where he got so screwed up, Dad, he's actually among the one of the more popular rappers for kids out there right now.
Hmm.
And parents, because he hasn't produced a lot of, in his songs, you know, profanity and things like that. You know, him and Billy Ray Cyrus, you know, did the Old Town Road,
right,
and
right.
He's kind of become more and more famous from that. And it's like, I don't understand why you need to do this. You don't need the notoriety
in this way. No, he doesn't.
Good point.
Good point.
You know, whether someone's a believer or not, most parents don't want their kids looking at this and you know, purchasing a shoe with human droplet, you know, even one drop of blood.
Right.
And then I think there's like babies or like demons or something that are crawling up the shoe. Or something.
Yeah, I've seen. Yeah, it's sick and twisted. I don't need to see it, to be honest with you.
It's disgusting. But again, I think you hit the nail on the head in that we go back to some of the stuff and people wonder, you know, why we are in the shape we are as a country. And it's like, well, we need a lot of things, but one of them is, you know, we just kind of are really focusing on the worst things that we could be focusing on, you know?
Yep. We focus on the wrong things at the wrong time. We use every crisis possible, which, by the way, is in the communist playbook. It, you know, we use the wrong things at the wrong time, the crisis that are created to, you know, to basically move forward with an agenda. And that is not the way things should be done. But that's the way the left moves. That's how they do it. One of the things that I want to talk about when we come back real quick is the draft, or, you know, some things that are shaking it up, and then also the NCAA playoffs and Oral Roberts and some of the things that went on even Friday before the games of the weekend. Hang tight. We'll be right back. Gino's Auto Service is next. They want to take care of you, your vehicle. Steve, the owner, was with me on this past Saturday's Drive Radio. Had a blast with him. It's always a joy. He wants to take care of you and your vehicle. He's over in Littleton. They've been there for 38 years now. So that's ginosautoservice.com. Gino's with a J. 303-794-6700.
For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Gino's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment. And be sure to check out all of their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
You don't need to schedule an appointment or drive anywhere for a free estimate from a good shop. Other than the actual collision itself, scheduling an estimate might be the most stressful part of auto body work because you don't have time for it. You're already worried about how much the repairs will cost. You're worried about how long your vehicle will be out of commission, and you still need to figure out whether or not you should make an insurance claim because you're worried about your premiums going up. Al Sturm, owner of a good shop in North Glen and Commerce City, has always looked to the future, providing new, different, and better services than the corporate conglomerates. Click on the mobile estimate button at klzradio.com/collision and enter your phone number to start taking photos for your free virtual estimate from a good shop. Certified collision repair worth referring. Mention KLZ Radio in your estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Sharon says, "Love this company. They have gone above and beyond to respond to our copier and service needs for the past 10 years. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard. Richard, I wanted to talk real quick about Oral Roberts University. I know they lost over the weekend, but had a pretty good run. And yet all I saw was just absolute vitriol coming from the left in regards to Oral Roberts being there in the first place.
You know, absolutely. Same thing for Liberty. You know, Liberty University out in Virginia was actually in it as well, and they had a really great football season, which is partially why it is. And so, you know, people are coming, you know, saying, well, televangelist, you know, founded this thing in one of the most corrupt universities, you know, known to man. And for Liberty, you know, people were just all aboard because of all about them losing. Supposedly one of the other players on the team wore some sort of gay pride shoes and everyone was supporting it. Here's the deal, folks. These are athletes. These are universities. Most of these athletes have zero idea the history of their university. And if we really want to get into it, Dad, didn't most universities at one point in time CU Boulder and everything else, didn't they, you know, kind of segregate against, you know, black people, right?
Yeah, and a lot of them have roots, Yale, Harvard, et cetera, in the Christian realm as well. That's where they were founded, which a lot of those folks forget.
Exactly. And so, I was with you. I thought, I'm glad they did well. They were actually one, you know, shot away from defeating Arkansas, which would have been a heck of a story.
Yeah, one basket.
I don't think it's good. Yeah. They lost by 2 points. So, you know, a 15 seed has never been in the Elite Eight, and that's what it would have happened. So you've got some more games going on tonight. And you know, on the sports side of things, so you've got kind of the final, well, not final four games, but you've got the Elite Eight starting tonight. It finishes tomorrow. We've got the Final Four next weekend on Saturday. It won't be on Easter. And then obviously the national championship next Monday night, which will be exciting. It's also a big week, Dad, because the Supreme Court is taking up the case of essentially kind of NFL or NCAA amateurism in kind of a roundabout way, basically deciding if the NCAA and their antitrust, you know, exemption and stuff can be maintained. Essentially, if they rule against them, it doesn't necessarily lay out the guidelines for how it works, but it kind of paves the way for athletes to obviously earn money off of their name, image, or likeness. We will need to keep an eye on California because, as California does, they always try to screw something up, and they've made it difficult and incredibly difficult to where they're trying to pass a law that essentially schools could not – basically, they can't create they can't build their new, you know, their field houses and their stadiums and stuff without essentially all these different approvals and stuff because that's not fair. In essence, and even though, you know, it's an arms race, right? So, you know, CU builds their beautiful field house, someone else has to build their field, you know, all these training and amenities, and that's how you get people to come to your school, right? Is you get them, you show them these beautiful facilities,
the athlete
you can provide for them, and California is going to go off and try to screw that one up too. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. You've got, again, we do have the NFL draft coming up. It's interesting, Dad, because, you know, the Broncos for a while were in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes, you know, the quarterback for the Houston Texans. And you haven't seen a whole lot of mainstream media cover this, and we can talk about why, whether today or later on. But in essence, the Houston Texans quarterback, he wants out. The Broncos were supposedly on one of his lists of the teams that he would be willing to go to. But as of recently, there's been 19 women in a filed civil cases against him. Masseuse people, massage therapists that essentially have alleged some form of sexual assault, whether he touched them or he forced them to touch him, all sorts of stuff coming out, all these different things. But you haven't heard a whole lot about it.
No, I haven't heard anything about it.
Out there that because of his skin color, that it may not be quite as pronounced as if he was a white quarterback, for example. We're not going to get into that, but just something to note. And so the Broncos, I think, are going to take a back seat on that one, especially as a quarterback of an organization, right? You've got to, you really have to be squeaky clean. And honestly, there hasn't been any charges filed at this point in time. There's been no criminal investigation. And so it's a little weird in that this is all still a civil matter. And these women are, you know, potentially looking for, you know, monetary compensation. But nonetheless, you know, we need to let it play out and let the trial as a whole play out. So that'll be interesting. But we've got the draft coming up in a little less than a month. You've got new NFL TV deals. And then, I don't know, Dad, depending on if we listen to Comrade Polis or not, and if he decides to, you know, allow us to open up, the Nuggets and the Avalanche are opening to fans this coming weekend. So that will be exciting, and fans are to finally be able to attend games there, which you know they've been able to be doing in other states for a while now. And
how many are we going to get to have in the stadium, Richard?
Well, Dad, you know we can't go too crazy because you know even though we've got a vast majority of the vulnerable people here in the state vaccinated, we can't get too wild and crazy. So about 5,500 people, I believe. So basically about a little over a third, or right there, at a little under a third,
okay.
I should say.
So it'll be pretty spread out.
It will be pretty spread out. Now, I do think there's, you know, Polis today was talking about, you know, lowering the mask or getting rid of the mask mandate as we get towards the middle of April and as we kind of start to come down. My hope is by playoffs, which is basically the start of May, middle of May for both the Nuggets and the Avalanche. My hope is by that point in time that a lot of these teams will be able to the Avs and Nuggets will be able to start letting more people in and more people can enjoy in the excitement because, you know, we need some excitement.
We do.
You know, I know we're getting to Rocky season and all of this, but, you know, no one's really been able to fully attend these games or these concerts. And again, folks, unless we push back on some of this stuff, they're going to try to hold on as long as they can because it's about control.
We've got to
figure out, you know, when to push back, where to push back on. You know, I think that the White House, Dad, I don't know if you've addressed this one yet. You know, I think I'm calling it the floater, right? They're floating this idea of the vaccine passports, right? That
lets
you into certain things. Governor Polis was actually asked about that today, and he said, basically, from the state's point of view, they won't require anything, but if a private entity does, you know, obviously that's kind of up to them. And so I think Biden and the White House is floating the concept out there to see what they can get away with, sort of a thing. And if, you know, everyone pushes back the way that I've seen it so far, I don't think it's going to happen. Although, Dad, it is fascinating and yet also terrifying. The amount of people that are so willingly able to, sign me up.
Yeah.
Put that on my phone. Oh, yeah. I've taken a vaccine.
Yeah.
This is where I took it at. This is what I did. All this sort of stuff. It's like, people, do you know, we talked about this a little bit on Friday, Dad. Freedom, right?
Right.
Where did this idea go that, you know, you're free, but then, I'm just going to tell you where I've been, what I've gotten, what I've put into my body, all these different things, because it's for the betterment of society. I mean, folks, if you're not getting ready to wake up and smell the roses here, or the opposite of roses, I don't know what to tell you.
I agree.
It's pretty scary out there.
No, I agree. I hope it doesn't come to that point. That is one of those things we'll continue to watch. And I hope you're right. I hope we see some mask mandate lifts in the very near future when it comes to, you know, our state of Colorado. Time will tell. I don't know whether that's going to happen or not. I hope that you're right, and I hope that does. But, you know, we'll see and kind of watch where things go. And it would be nice in this state, at least, to get, you know, whether you're a sports fan or not. By the way, folks, this is something I should add. Whether you like sports or not, just what Richard said in getting people back into the Ball Arena or Mile High Stadium, you know, whatever you call it now. What is it? Invesco? What is it now?
And power field.
You know, no matter what, whether you like sports or not, just the simple fact of getting people back in the stands should excite you.
Exactly. Well, again, because it signals, as you and Andy have been talking about, it signals a return to normal.
Right.
So the more we do that, folks, the more we get people back, the more normal we can get. We can get rid
That's
of
right.
things and really get cranking. And, yes, our economy and our housing market and everything else has done really well. But, folks, it can only go on for so long.
That's right.
The sooner we get back at it, the better
off
everyone will be.
That's right. Richard, thanks as always. I appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you again on Good Friday. Bruce Simmons is up next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist. He is a professor, actually, of reverse mortgages. Can tell you all the ins and outs, how they work, what you need to do, what it takes to qualify, to spill a lot of the myths that are there. And it's really easy. They're not for desperate people, by the way. Anyone could find a fit for these. 303-467-7821 or find him at klzradio.com.
You want to work with Bruce Simmons because you can trust him. Bruce is usually the only person you'll talk to throughout the entire process. He's the one who meets with you and your family to explain the loan. He's the person you call with questions. He answers his phone himself every time. He personally attends all of his own closings. He'll even stay in touch after the loan closes in case you have more questions. John Rush recommended Bruce Simmons to his own mom and dad because he wanted them to work with someone local. Someone who had specialized exclusively in reverse mortgages for more than 18 years. Someone who would guarantee their fees so the cost would never exceed what he quoted them at the beginning. Plus, John really likes and believes in Bruce. You already know you don't want to work with a national company because you prefer a more personal approach. So choose someone you'll enjoy working with and can trust completely. Find KLZ's Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Again, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it very much. We've got Kurt Rogers will be joining us here in a few minutes. We'll get our Monday Mortgage Minute. And then this next hour, we'll take some calls. Don't have any guests scheduled. Really want to talk about a new inheritance proposal that Biden is floating, much like Richard talked a moment ago about the vaccine, electronic vaccine passports and so on. Also want to talk, of course, about the assault weapons ban. There's a article by our own in this town, Craig Silverman, in the Colorado Sun, which I will read, which I will just go point by point and dispel some of what Craig says. He's an attorney. I'm not, but I can hold my own when it comes to this particular topic. So I'll do that in the next hour as well. Don't go anywhere. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.